time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Lebanon, Illinois, as the Northwest Missouri State women continue their GLVC play as they take on McKendree University tonight after a loss against Quincy University on Saturday up in Quincy, Illinois. Matt Border here along with John Coffey. And John, this is one of those trips that Coach Shield was hoping that the Northwest women would be able to get a couple of wins out of. We really saw good play out of, especially one player for Quincy the other night, scoring a career high over 30 points that kind of hurt Northwest on Saturday, but this is another opportunity tonight for this Bearcat women's team to get a win.
Yeah, it certainly is. A team out of McKendree's only won two games this season. A team that has done a good job on the defensive boards and is a pretty good defensive team, but they just had trouble scoring some points, and hopefully Northwest can kind of build on their 74 performance in that matchup against Quincy on Saturday and see what they can do here this evening against another team that's looking for some wins.
And for Northwest, this will be their final basketball action for a week, at least on the women's side. They will have the mandatory days off until the 26th is when it ends, so they'll be back on the court for practice on the 27th. So an opportunity to go into the holiday break with a win here tonight against McKendree University. We'll be back with more on the pregame show from Lebanon, Illinois, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And we're back at McKendree University in Lebanon, Illinois, before the women's matchup tonight. A look around the MIAA, several games being played this evening, including two MIAA matchups. On the women's side, Lindenwood leading early on against Emporia State, 13-11 with 3:29 to play in the first quarter. A little bit later on this evening, Lincoln University will face Washburn in Jefferson City. Pittsburgh State women got a loss today playing against Arkansas Fort Smith in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And also just getting underway, University of Central Oklahoma is facing Cameron. On the men's side tonight, it'll be Lindenwood and Emporia State, also Lincoln and Washburn. Southwest Baptist in a non-conference matchup with Central Baptist College, and Fort Hays State will be in a non-conference matchup against Newman. This look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk of heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. The segment's also underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Northwest Missouri State women facing McKendree University. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Shiel. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Before this evening's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and McKendree University, joining us now is Northwest head coach Buck Shiel. Buck, you guys coming off a loss a couple of days ago to Quincy University. What's kind of the trip been since that? I know the loss was tough, but have you been able to find some team building and some positives out of the trip so far?
Yeah, you know, I think coming out of that game, you know, just there was much more awareness in regard to understanding personnel, recognizing personnel, communicating that personnel, you know, when you're out there on the court, as well as, you know, when girls sub in and sub out and things like that, and, you know, just to make them, you know, understand that that's very important, and, you know, have the trust in each other and have the trust in us that we're, you know, setting them up to have success is, you know, just starting to get better, I think.
When you take a look at the game the other night afterwards, I know we saw some positives. It was frustrating right afterwards, but were you able to find some things that you can build off of from that game?
Yeah, you know, we definitely showed that, you know, when we're when everybody's on the same page on both ends of the floor, you know, we usually make good things happen. When we had good help side rotations, and, you know, good second round of rotations out of help and things, that was good. You know, I thought at times our post defense was good, but then when we decided to take a couple possessions off, they made us pay for it. Offensively, I thought there were some, you know, really good possessions of just moving the ball, sharing the ball well, making that extra pass to get that easier shot, that more in-rhythm shot rather than forcing some things up. And so, you know, those are the areas that we, you know, have to continue to have, but have more of them.
It sounds like one of the things you've kind of been talking about the last couple of weeks that you're still looking for when you talk about consistency, because there are the positives, just not on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of been the biggest push from the get-go, is to, you know, get them to realize and accept the fact that, you know, you have to play consistent to win games at this level. You know, it all comes down to, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes and who maximizes the most off of the other teams in the space. And, you know, there's a lot of areas that we have control over that we just need to continue to get better with.
This team you'll face this evening looks like a team similar to you, and the fact is that they're a little inexperienced, just a couple of wins so far this year. But what do you see X's and O's wise out of this team?
Well, you know, they're a very competitive team. They've played some teams pretty close. They work really hard. They play well together. Offensively, they like to get into a lot of high-low action, and so our forwards are going to have to have really good ball pressure when their man's up at the top of the key with the ball, and we're going to have good three-quarter post defense in the post just so we can't allow them to just throw it directly in, and also just not getting pushed out of position for them to lob things over the top. And so, you know, those are the areas that they've shown to have a lot of success, along with having some kids out on the perimeter that can shoot the ball really well.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach for the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back with the starting lineup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
And we're back at McKendree University before tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and McKendree, who also happens to be the Bearcats. Look at the starting lineups. First, Moore McKendree. They come in with a 2-5 record. Their head coach, Kerry Kirchhoff. Callie Pullman is a 5'6" freshman guard out of Appleton, Wisconsin, averaging 7.5 points a game, leads the team with 17 assists. Madison Hart, a 5'10" sophomore guard out of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, averaging 8.5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Jordan Heberg is a 5'11" sophomore guard from Romeoville, Illinois. She's the team's leading scorer, the only one averaging in double figures at 10 points a game. Shaniera Wilson is a 6'3" senior forward out of Springfield, Illinois. She comes in averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. She leads the team in blocked shots with 19 so far this year. Jordan Morton rounds out the starting lineup for McKendree University. She is a 5'10" junior guard and forward. She's out of Olathe, Kansas, averaging 5.5 points and a team-high 6.5 rebounds a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, starting tonight, Jalen Haggard, a 5'5" freshman guard out of St. Joe Central High School, averaging 12.5 points, then leads the team, having hit 30 threes so far this season. Mallory McConkie is a 5'9" freshman guard out of Guilford, Missouri, a South Nottoway High School product, averaging 5.5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. She leads the team in assists with 24 and block shots with 9 so far this year. Mallory McAndrews is a 5'7" junior guard out of St. Joseph Benton High School, averaging 8 points and 1 rebound a game. Tanya Meyer, the 5'10" senior forward out of Sioux City, Iowa, leading the team in scoring, rebounding, and steals so far this year, averaging 14.5 points, 9.5 rebounds a game, and has 11 takeaways for Northwest Missouri State. Rounding out the starting lineup for the Bearcats this evening will be Maria Dentlinger, a 6-foot junior forward out of Arcadia, Iowa, averaging 1 point and 2.5 rebounds a game for Northwest. So Coach Buck Shield going with Haggard, McConkie, McAndrews, Meyer, and Dentlinger. There are your starting lineups. We'll be back with a tip-off of this evening's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and McKendree University. Right after this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Thank you.
We're at the Harry N. Statham Sports Center on the McKendree University campus in Lebanon, Illinois this evening for the matchup between Northwest Missouri State's women and McKendree University. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, we're about 24 hours away from one of the top regular season matchups in Division II, likely throughout the entire year. You've got the top-ranked Northwest Missouri State men facing the fourth-ranked Rail Splitters from Lincoln Memorial. And that game set for right around a 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow evening in Owensboro, Kentucky.
A lot of people have been looking forward to that matchup since it was arranged by the two head coaches of the two programs. And it ought to be a heck of a matchup. Northwest number one ranked, Lincoln Memorial coming in number four ranked. If on top of that, it ought to be a good matchup. But then you go back to the history of the matchup last year. It met in the semifinals by the Division II playoffs and a heck of a game there. Not too far south of Florida. So ought to be a fun one coming out by tomorrow evening.
Well, the players from last year's Lincoln Memorial team are back. Northwest, of course, with several players back. And I think both of these teams really looking at this game as being a measuring stick, because while both are undefeated, neither of them have played an overly challenging schedule to this point. They've each had a close game, but I think they really want to know what they have early in the season, and I'm sure tomorrow will tell them.
Oh, no doubt about it. Really, a win-win for both of these teams. Even if you come up with a loss in that matchup, it can only change from the time they play that type of competition. So, obviously, you want to go in and come up with a win tomorrow, but still just a great matchup and really no downside to that game.
Again, it's scheduled 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air at 5:40 with the pregame show. Now, there is a game just prior to that one, so if we are a shade late getting on tomorrow evening, that would be the reason. Otherwise, we'll be on at 5:40 for that matchup from Owensboro, Kentucky, a neutral site game for the two teams. Coach Ben McCollum telling us this week that both coaches wanted to have a home and home, but they couldn't decide who was going to be home first. So they went with a neutral site game, which sounds just like a couple of really good basketball coaches.
And I'm not sure they'll have a game next year the way it sounds with them here now, but they've got a race for this year at least, and we'll see how it goes.
We're just about set here. The Northwest women in the road, black and green once again, as they were against Quincy on Saturday. McKendree in the home, white and purple. Again, they're the Bearcats as well. The gym gives you a little bit of a feel of Lincoln University, but the uniforms give you a little bit of feel of the Southwest Baptist Bearcats going into tonight. Tip control by Northwest. They'll work right to left in this first half as the ball is knocked away by Haggard, actually by Meyer, and it's picked up by McKendree. And an open layup the other way by Callie Pullman gives McKendree an early 2-0 lead. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt. McConkie will dribble across the timeline with it for Northwest. Looks to work it to the left side. Does. Gets it to Haggard. Now onto the right wing. Meyer, top of the key. McConkie on the drive down the right side of the lane. Layup off the glass. Won't go, but McConkie does draw a foul. We'll go to the free throw line as Shaneria Wilson commits the first foul of this game.
Nice drive by McConkie to get to the bucket and a chance to get to the free throw line. Early on, seeing McKendree go with some full court pressure, not a huge surprise, with Northwest having some trouble with the pressure throughout this season, but see how Northwest can handle that tonight.
First free throw good for Mallory McConkie, now 11 of 19 on the season from the free throw line. The second one is on the way, and that one is good as well. So we're tied at two. McKendree with the basketball, 30 seconds into it here in Lebanon, Illinois. Over to the left side on the wing. Madison Hart with a dribble, works it top of the key. Jordan Morton, he wants to drive down the right side of the lane, goes up with the layup, no good. Rebound tipped around underneath, still loose. Finally picked up by McKendree. Comes out to Morton, left side. She's in the corner with it. Skip across to the right wing for Hebert. Three-pointer on the way, and it's good. Jordan Hebert hits her 7th 3 of the season, and it's a 5-2 lead for McKendree over Northwest. Northwest with the basketball. McConkie dribbling over toward the right side of the floor. Now tried to get a pass to the left. It's taken away by Jordan Morton. Goes across the lane with the pass to the left for Jordan Hebert. And Hebert hits the open layup. So an early 7-2 lead for McKendree. Haggard tries to get a pass across the timeline that is tipped and knocked out of bounds. Callie Pullman got a hand on it for McKendree. And Northwest will inbound. Inbound comes into the backcourt for Haggard. Haggard dribbles over to the right side, gets it to McConkie on the wing. McConkie to the top of the key, McAndrews bobbled it, but she picks it up. Now works over to the left on the wing for Haggard. 8 on the shot clock. Haggard on the drive. Gives it up for Dentlinger, who went with a shot fake and travels with a basketball. So that will give it back to McKendry. Bringing it up the floor for McKendry, Callie Pullman. Pullman across the timeline with it. Works it over to the right side. On the wing is Madison Hart. Looks to the high post. It's up there for Wilson. A couple of dribbles to the right elbow. Now a kick out to Pullman. On to the left side in the corner and a drive by Hart. Shot off the glass good for Madison Hart. A 9-2 lead for McKendry. Some more pressure in the backcourt. Now a drive by Haggard. Up with the floater over Wilson. No good. Pullman with the rebound. Outlet will work ahead to Heberg. Heberg with a layup that's knocked away by McConkie. Good hustle getting back on defense. And Mallory McAndrews there for the rebound for Northwest. Cross midcourt right side. Now to the middle of the floor. Haggard gets it to the top of the key. Meyer with it. Over to the right. Dentlinger on the baseline up with the jumper. That one's good from 16 for Maria Dentlinger. 9-4 game. McKendry University with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. McKendry new to the Division II level. Fairly new anyway. Part of the GLDC conference as the pass goes down low on the right side. Wilson with a couple of dribbles, tried to spin, Dentlinger stops her, kick out to Pullman. Down the left side of the lane, underhanded layup, no good, but a foul call on Tanya Meyer. That'll be the first on Meyer, and it will send Pullman to the free throw line to shoot two. Pullman, 6 of 9 at the free throw line this season. She has a couple of points in this first quarter, 7:01 on the clock. And she'll get two opportunities here, the first of which is on the way and off the back of the rim. In for Northwest comes Kehlani Maiava. Maiava takes the place of Meyer, who comes over and has a chat with assistant coach Heather Howard. Second free throw by Pullman is up and good. So Pullman hits both. And on the inbound, full court pressure once again. Actually, Pullman hit just one of the two free throws. I misspoke. And full court pressure as Dentlinger will inbound against it. Sets the play in motion into McAndrews. Now to Haggard. Haggard trying to dribble through a double team, has it knocked away. Pass over to the right side. Hebert brings it out in the corner. Now to the wing. Top of the key for Hart. On to the left side, Pullman. Dribble down to the baseline. Into the lane, through the lane. Gets a pass on the right side. Hart up with a shot. And an offensive foul called against McKendry University. That'll be the first on Madison Hart, second foul against McKendry. And Macy Williams checks into the lineup, taking the place of Jalen Haggard. Williams takes it in the backcourt, now one-on-one with Pullman, dribbles across midcourt. Over to the left side, gets the screen from Mahava. Out of Mahava at the top of the key, over to the right side, McAndrews. Closely guarded by Hart. McAndrews to the top of the key with the dribble. Now gives it up for McConkie. She'll dribble to the right wing, down toward the baseline. Stop, shot fake, kick out to Williams. 7 on the shot clock. Williams on the drive, up with the runner. It's good. Macy Williams with her first points of the ballgame. And it's a 10-6 lead for McKendry, and then a pass down low intended for Shawniera Wilson off of her fingertips and out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Northwest. Williams running the point, brings it across the timeline, spins, gets a screen from Dentlinger. Now over to the right wing with it, to Dentlinger, top of the key, on to the left, McAndrews. McAndrews drives down to the baseline and bumps to the floor. Madison Hart will be called for the foul. That'll be her second. Coming in for McKendry will be Sydney Dekoff, along with Abby Smith. And an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline left. Williams looks to trigger it in. Looking in the lane, now has to lob it out to McConkie left wing. McConkie started a drive, cut off, kicks it out to Williams. She's between the circles left. Wants Mahava to come out for a screen, does. Now goes on the drive, bounce pass over to Dentlinger, is taken away. Dekoff with the steal, fills it up the left side of the floor, to the wing, now picked up by Williams. Top of the key, Wilson. Started by Mahava, over to the left side, Heberg. Eberg with one dribble to the high post. Gets it to Jordan Morton. Morton tries to drive down to the baseline, up with the runner, blocked away by Bittlinger, and Mahaba with a rebound for Northwest. A 10-6 lead for McKendry over the Northwest Missouri State women, 5:15 to play in the first quarter. Williams gives it to Mahaba, top of the key. Mahaba over to the right side, McAndrews. He dribbles against Dekoff, who gets called for a reach-in foul, trying to go for the steal. That'll be the first on Dekoff. 14th foul against McKendry in this first quarter, 5:06 on the clock. Williams will take the inbound out near the center stripe and set the offense. Gets a screen from Mahava, dribbling over to the left side on the drive. Kicks it to Dentlinger, 15-footer on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Mahava with the offensive rebound. Kick out to McConkie. Now to Williams on the wing. Thought about a three. Instead, puts it on the floor and resets the offense. Dribble into the lane. A spin move. A shot up on the right side. Good for Macy Williams. 4 points in this first quarter for Williams. Makes it a 10-8 score. McKendry with the lead in the basketball. Kick off to the top of the key. Ebert takes the pass there. Gets the screen from Morton, working at left side. 17-footer is good. Morton Ebert with 7 first quarter points. And it's a 12-8 game. McKendry the lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Williams picked up by Abby Smith. And now Smith tips it away. Gets the steal. Will bring it the other way. And will be hammered by Mahaba. Going to be the first foul on Kehlani Mahaba. But it kept Abby Smith from getting a wide open layup, and it brings us to a timeout with 4:12 to play in the first quarter, 12-8, the lead for McKendry University over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
We're back in Lebanon, Illinois. A couple of free throws out of the timeout for Abby Smith. She misses the first of two. That'll get Mele Tupuwata into the lineup for Northwest. Jalen Haggard also has checked back in. Kylie Coleman checked in during the timeout as well for the Bearcats. Maria Dentlinger and Macy Williams also on the floor. Second free throw no good. Tupuwata pulls down the rebound, and then just before she travels, she gets rid of the basketball to Macy Williams. We'll bring it across the timeline. A 4-point lead for McKendry over Northwest Missouri State women. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Coleman out near midcourt. Gets the screen from Tupuwata. Now gets it to her on the pick and roll. One dribble out to Dentlinger. A three on the way. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound inside for Jordan Morton for McKendry. Works it ahead to Pullman. Coleman on to the left side. Finds Dekoff on the drive. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tupuwata. Tupuwata with a couple of defensive boards already, just checking into the ball game. Now Haggard with it, working against Coleman. Screen from Tupuwata. Haggard over to the right side. Now over to the left for Dentlinger. One dribble, onto the right wing. Williams takes the pass there. Gets a screen from Tupuwata. Sent him a shot clock on the drive. Kicks it out to Coleman. Coleman into the lane. Goes up with a runner. That one bounces around and goes for Kylie Coleman. 12-10, McKendry with the lead in the basketball. Northwest staying close. Now a pass goes inside to Shaylee Florine. She hits the shot, and draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line as Tupelotta has called for her first. 13 foul against Northwest. And Florine to the line where she is 4 of 6 this season. 3:03 to play in the first quarter. Right now a 14-10 lead for McKendry. The free throw's off the front of the rim, and the rebound tipped along the baseline. Tupelotta will chase it down for Northwest. Now to Haggard, pushing it up the floor. Gets by Coleman. Stops. Over to the left side, Williams. Between the circles. Screen from Tupelotta. On the drive, down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Macy Williams. Macy Williams with six points all on her drive to the right side. And it's a 14-12 game. McKendry with the lead in the ball. Abby Smith with it on the left side on the wing. Guarded by Coleman. Now out to the top for Morton. Morton works it right side. Coleman. Inside to Smith, cutting through. She goes up with a wild shot. No good. Rebound tipped underneath Florine. She'll control it and kick it out top for Coleman. Now onto the left side. Smith open for three. That one's too long, but the rebound and follow for Morton. It's in the right place at the right time. Her first 2 points. And it's back to a 4-point McKendry lead. Haggard across midcourt. Dribbles over to the left side. Now works it right for Dentlinger. Coleman takes the pass on the sideline. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Now gets it back to her pick and roll. 10-footer, right baseline. In and out and in for Maria Dentlinger. Dentlinger's hit a couple of baseline shots from the right side. She has 4 points. A 2-point McKendry lead. The McKendry Bearcats with the basketball inside to Florine. Kick out to the corner. Coleman back to Florine. A dribble. A shot over Tupelotta. No good. She got the board. The follow, no. And Tupelotta called for the foul. To be the second on Melody Tupelotta. And it'll send Shaylee Florine to the free throw line to shoot two.
Northwest really has done a pretty good job on the boards. It's a pretty good rebounding team and holding their own so far. Right now both teams have 6 rebounds apiece, and so far so good on that aspect of this game.
She's 0 for 1 at the line, and she'll have 2 opportunities here. The first one is good. In for Northwest, Mia Stillman. In for McKendry, Jordan Hebert, along with Megan Jensen. Jensen seeing her first action of this first quarter. 1:36 on the clock, 17-14 the lead for McKendry University. Second free throw by Florine is good. She hits both on that trip. Northwest against some full court pressure. Haggard passes it ahead to Williams. Williams, left corner, Coleman, a 3 on the way. Good! Nothing but net for Kylie Coleman. Her third three-pointer of the season. And it's an 18-17 game. Now back into Florine, who was fouled from behind this time. And they're going to call this one on Maria Dentlinger. That'll be the first on Dentlinger. And Florine will go to the line to shoot two. Second straight trip down the floor. Florine has earned a trip to the free throw line. Right now a 1-point lead for McKendry University, 18-17. Florine's first is good. It rattled down. 5 points for Shaylee Florine, who averages 5.5 a game. And a second one on the way. And that one's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped in the air. Coleman will come down with it for Northwest Missouri State. Now it goes over to Haggard. Haggard will dribble across the timeline left side. Now gets a screen from Stillman. On the drive through the lane. Kick out to Coleman. Three-pointer on the way. That one hits the backside of the rim. No good. Rebound underneath for Megan Jensen for McKendry. Now it ahead to Coleman. To the top of the key. Finds Deacock. Now underneath once again Florine. Too far under the basket. Still tried the shot. Missed it. Rebound Macy Williams. She'll push it across midcourt. To the top of the key. Gives it for Mia Stillman. Now back to Williams right wing. Stillman with a screen. Williams with the drive. Kick out pass. Intended for Dentlinger. She had to save it inbounds, and it's picked up by Jalen Haggard. In the left corner, Williams takes a 3. Good for Macy Williams. Williams already with 9 points tonight, her 4th three-pointer of the season, and that gives Northwest a 1-point lead, 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. On the right side, Eakoff swings it around left, a 3 from Jordan Hebert, grazes the front of the rim and then goes out of bounds. Northwest Missouri State will get it back with 18 seconds to play in the first quarter. Cats will have a chance to work for the final shot of the quarter. And have the lead at the end of this stanza as Williams walks it across midcourt. Now between the circles with it, gets a screen from Dentlinger onto the right side. Out top of the key, Stillman open. A three on the way. Good for Mia Stillman. Stillman with her fifth three, and then McKendree just about threw it away. Kylie Coleman almost got a steal. She knocks it into the McKendree bench, and with .7 seconds to go, an inbound for Pullman. She'll launch it. That one's close short. And at the end of the first quarter, Northwest leads McKendree University 23-19. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, at the Harry M. Statham Sports Center, Northwest Missouri State women with a 23-19 lead over McKendree University as we get set to start the second quarter. And John, Northwest able to take the lead in the last half of that first quarter because they had no turnovers over the last 4 minutes.
They picked up six early in that quarter, but really settled down. And once they got into the front court, they had good ball movement and really got some good looks in the bucket and ended up shooting just over 69% from the field.
McKendree with the ball to start the second quarter. Pullman on the right side gets it into Morton. Morton will kick it out onto the left. Attempted drive by Smith, cut off, now top of the key, Heber. The free throw line for Morton, she'll drive through the lane, got away with a travel, missed the layup, rebound fought for, and Tanya Meyer comes out of there with it for Northwest. Ahead to Macy Williams. Williams stops on the right, to Meyer, top of the key, a three on the way, and that one is good. Northwest shooting well from the outside, now 4 of 6 from three-point range. That's the first points to the game for Tanya Meyer. Bearcats up 26-19. Now pressure with the defense. Ebert tries to go left, throws it away. Coleman with a steal, a 3-on-2. Coleman all the way, the layup good for Kylie Coleman. And that'll force McKendree head coach Terry Kirkhoff to take a timeout with 9:08 to play in the first half. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
back at McKendree University. The Northwest Missouri State women with a lead, 28-19 over McKendree. 8:56 to play in the first half. McKendree with the basketball on the left wing. Jordan Heber underneath, down to the baseline. It goes to Madison Hart. Now to the high post. Morton, touch pass down to Wilson. Shot no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Outlet will go to Williams. She'll push it ahead to Mia Stillman. Baseline left. 12-footer won't go. And then on the rebound, Allie Coleman bumps into Madison Hart, and Coleman will be called for a foul.
That's right now on an 11-0 run, and they've outscored McKendree over the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This game 14-1, so a nice spread of offense coming up, and a lot of us starting on with the second side where they've been playing some very good defense.
Coleman between the circles, works it over to the right side. Now bounce pass into the corner, gets it for Heberg, right back to Coleman. Coleman dribbles it to the top of the key, guarded by Macy Williams. Down the lane, cut off, has to kick it out. Does so to Heber. Heber now to the high post. Wilson up with an 8-footer, bounces around and in. Sarah Wilson with her first points of the game. And it's a 28-21 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats also with the basketball. Over to the right side, Tanya Meyer. Shot fake on three, goes on the drive. The runner off the glass is good. Meyer really didn't even have a good grip on that basketball, but still able to get it in up off the glass. 30-21 Northwest Missouri State. Hart goes on the drive. Now to Morton, over to the right side. Hart on the wing. Excuse me, that's Heber. Heber misses the shot, and the rebound for Coleman for Northwest Missouri State. 7:40 to play in the first half. Macy Williams on the right side. Goes into Meyer on the block. Kick out for Coleman, top of the key. Out of the left side, Haggard. Stillman in the corner takes the three. That's too strong. Long rebound chased down by Tanya Meyer. And they're going to call Meyer with a foul. So, Kehlani Maava and Mallory McAndrews check back in along with Maria Dentlinger for Northwest Missouri State. 30-21, they lead McKendree University with 7:29 to play in the first half.
Tanya going to the bench after picking up that foul. She's on the bench for a better period in the first quarter. Northwest performed well, was on the bench.
Over on the left side, Heber gets it to the top of the key for Hart. She'll try a drive down the right side of the lane, cut off with some help defense. Now pass back out to Heber. Just chases it down near midcourt, brings it to the top of the key, gives it for Morton on the right side. In the corner, a three on the way. That's nothing but net for Madison Hart. Fourth three of the season for Hart. It's a 30-24 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Taggart is picked up right across the midcourt stripe by Coleman. Dribbles through trouble, but then tries to get it ahead to Coleman. It goes by her and out of bounds, and it will belong to McKendree University. Shaylee Florine back into the game for McKendree. 6:50 to play in the first half. A 6-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Callie Coleman with it over on the right wing. Into the corner it goes to Hebert. High post. Florine tried to get it down to Wilson. She loses the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Coleman will apply some man-to-man full court pressure against Haggard. Now Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. A screen by Mahava. Now to Mahava on the pick and roll. Takes the shot, drives on Wilson, spins up with a shot. Wilson blocks it away and gets the rebound for McKendree. Ahead to Hart. Left side of the floor in transition. Tried to go underneath Coleman, trying to sneak behind the defense, but Kylie Coleman saw it and was able to knock it away and out of bounds. So an inbound coming for McKendree with 6:15 to play in the first half. Back in for McKendree, Sydney Dekoff. Dekoff will take the place of Madison Hart. 30-26, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Coleman with the inbound underneath and cutting right to the bucket is Dekoff. She gets the layup, her first points of the game, 30-26. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Haggard across the timeline, gets a screen from Dentlinger, goes on the drive, up with the shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Mahava. She controls to Dentlinger at the free throw line. Out to the left, McAndrews. Over to the right side, Haggard. She'll put it on the floor, bring it towards the top of the key. It's fire the dribble. Now to Coleman on the right side, into Mahava. On the block, shot off the glass. Good for Kehlani Mahava. First point for Mahava, 32-26 Northwest Missouri State lead, 5:38 to play in the first half. In the left corner, Heberg. Put out to Coleman, top of the key, now to Heberg left side. Get pass across to the right, taken on the wing by Dekoff. waits for Wilson to come across the lane. Now down to the baseline right. Coleman drives, shot knocked away by Mahaba, but she'll be called for the foul. That'll be the second on Kehlani Mahaba, 13th foul, and we pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Callie Pullman hits the first of two free throw attempts for McKendree University. Macy Williams back on the floor along with Mia Stillman for Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw good as well for Pullman. The 32-28 game, Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. And now Pullman knocks it away from Macy Williams. They both dive after the ball. And a foul on Macy Williams. That'll be the first on Williams, 14th foul against Northwest. And an inbound coming for McKendree with 5:15 to play in the first half. Coleman will take the inbound in the backcourt across the timeline with it. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Ebert. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Now skips it across to Pullman. Touch pass in the corner. Dekoff takes the three. No good. Mia Stillman there for the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Outlet goes to Williams. Across midcourt with the dribble. Screen from Stillman. To the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. To the baseline. McAndrew. 12-footer. No good. Rebound in the lane. Chased down by Dekoff, who will work it ahead quickly to Ebert. And then Ebert slowed up by Macy Williams, who will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Williams, 15 foul, so it will result in two free throw attempts for Jordan Ebert. Ebert, 20 of 26 at the line this season. And her first free throw, no good, off the front of the rim. In for Northwest, Mallory McConkey and Jalen Haggard, Mallory McAndrews and Macy Williams to the sideline. Megan Jensen back in for McKendree along with Jordan Morton.
McKendree's really struggled at the free throw line, just 50% right now. 6 of 12 their team, just under 70% on the season at the line.
Second free throw on the way for Heberg, and she hits that. So she got one of the two. Keeps them at that 50% mark. 32-29, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 4:38 to play in the first half. Haggard out near midcourt, works it over to the right side of the floor. McConkey on the sideline. Takes it down to the baseline on the drive. Kick out into the left corner. A three-pointer on the way. No good for Jalen Haggard. And on the rebound, Maria Dentlinger called for going over the back. That'll be the second on Dentlinger. 16 fouls, so a couple more free throw attempts coming for McKendree. Zoe Hayward getting set to check in for Northwest. Megan Jensen will be the one at the free throw line. She's 3 of 6 at the line this season. First of two on the way, and good. Hayward will take the place of Dentlinger in the Bearcat lineup. 4:25 to play in the first half. Cats hanging on to a 32-30 lead. Second free throw is up and also good for Jensen. Bit of a run here by McKendree University. Cuts the lead to one. Haggard working against Coleman in the backcourt. Across the timeline left side, gets a screen from Stillman. Now onto the wing for McConkey. McConkey looks at Coleman cutting through, can't get it to her, and now she picks up the dribble. Will travel with the basketball, and that will give it back to McKendree. They've got a chance to regain the lead with 4:10 to play in the first half. Callie Coleman across midcourt with the dribble. Looks it over to the right side, on the wing for Ebert. To the high post, Jensen. Jensen inside Coleman, up with the shot, good on the left side for Callie Coleman. That's 7 for her. And a 1-point lead now for McKendree with 3:52 to play in the first half. Haggard onto the right side for Coleman. Coleman will go on a drive and a reach-in foul. Will be called against McKendree. That'll be the second on Sydney Dekoff, just the first foul of the second quarter against McKendree. So an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Haggard gets it into the corner. McConkey, right along the baseline. Gets it across to Stillman, and now Stillman throws it out to Hayward, who has to save it into the front court, but it hits the sideline. And that turnover will give it back to McKendree. Abby Smith comes back on the floor along with Madison Hart for McKendree University.
Bearcats go into double figures on turnovers now with 10. First quarter, they took care of the basketball and they got on top, and for the last couple possessions, they were a couple with turnovers.
Mallory McAndrews into the lineup, taking the place of Kylie Coleman. 3:36 to play in the first half. 33-32, the lead for McKendree University. McKendree with the basketball. On the right side, Smith goes top of the key, Morton. Now into the right corner, Smith drives baseline. Kick out pass goes right to Mallory McAndrews, and Northwest in transition. McAndrews on the right side to McConkie in the corner. Drive into the lane. Now a lob out to Hayward, left side. One dribble to Haggard. Over to the right side, McAndrews will get a screen from Stillman as she dribbles down toward the corner. Now to Stillman on the pick and roll. Up to Haggard. Haggard down the lane with the dribble. Layup right side. Good for Jalen Haggard. First points of the game for Haggard. Northwest Missouri State back on top. Up 34-33. 2:55 to play in the first half. A lob down low for Megan Jensen. Misses the shot. Jensen tips the rebound to her teammate Abby Smith at the free throw line. Smith will back it out. Over to the left. Smith with the dribble into the corner for Pullman. Lobs it in for Jensen. Out to the right side, Hart. Drive toward the baseline. Up with the runner. No good. Rebound being tipped around in the lane, and Pullman will come out with a loose ball for McKendree. Pass to the left side. Knocked away by Mallory McConkie. It was intended for Morton in the corner, and now McKendree University will inbound on the sideline near the corner. Pullman will trigger it in. Gets it to the left side for Morton. Gets it up to Hart. Hart into the lane, knocked away by Haggard. And then tipped by McAndrews to Haggard, who will dribble across the timeline. Doesn't have numbers. Gets over to McConkie. Now to Haggard on the right wing. 2:15 to play in the first half. Down low. Nice look for Stillman by Haggard. And Mia Stillman with the wide open look. 5 points for Stillman. McKendree pushes it up the floor. Northwest Missouri State up by three. Over to the left side for Pullman. Down to the baseline left. Jensen inside Morton. Morton with a dribble. Now underneath. Gets a nice look to Abby Smith, who hits the layup. First points for Abby Smith and a timeout for Northwest. 1:52 to play in the first half. 36-35, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over McKendree University. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back at McKendree University, 1:52 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with a 36-35 lead, 1:52 again on the clock. Northwest will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Not sure what the delay is here. One of the officials talking with Coach Kirkhoff and now telling her to settle down. She didn't look too out of control to me.
No,
but
I don't think so.
But Northwest with the inbound. Agger takes it. We'll bring it up against Pullman in the backcourt. Now Stillman with a screen near midcourt over to the left side. Hayward. Hayward to Stillman between the circles. Stillman looking to go back left, does for Haggard. Now top of the key, McConkie. Couple of dribbles, bounce pass down to Stillman. Stillman up with a shot on the right side, it won't go. Rebound for Morton for McKendree. Lost the ball but chased it down, hits it to Abby Smith. 1:24 to go in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with a 1-point lead. Smith on the right side on the wing. Ebert looks inside. Up in there to Wilson now, top of the key, over to the left side for Smith. Smith, a stop for Morton, back over to Smith. Shot fake, gets it to Morton, inside it goes to Wilson. Turnaround jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound for Abby Smith. A minute to play in the first half. McKendree keeps possession. And now 3 seconds in the lane, called against Wilson. So that turnover will give it to Northwest. Just under a minute to play in the half, and Northwest Missouri State leading at 36-35. Haggard with the dribble, left side of the floor. Stillman will set a screen. and Haggard will work it over to the right side. Stop, gets to McConkey between the circles. She'll work it back over to the right for Haggard. On the wing. Haggard will put it on the floor to the free throw line. A runner is off the back of the rim. The rebound underneath for Abby Smith for McKendree. Half a minute to play in the first half. Smith calls out an offense. 3 seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Over to the left side on the wing, Smith. Into the corner. Now comes to Morton at the high post. Couple of dribbles for her to Wilson. Baseline right, six-footer, no good. Rebound knocked away from McConkey, who draws the foul. This will go against Jordan Morton. That'll be her first. Team second. Northwest will have just under 12 seconds to work with here at the tail end of the first half. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Gets the screen from Stillman. Now picks up the dribble and gets called for a travel. Looks like she may have had a little bit of help from behind on that, but no foul call. Henry's only been called for two in this second quarter. Inbound to Pullman. Pullman down to the baseline. Kick out right side. Hebert. She throws up a long three. It hits the front of the rim. Good. And at the end of the first half, it's 36-35. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over McKendree University. We'll be back with more from Lebanon, Illinois, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
We're back in Lebanon, Illinois. At the half, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead, 36-35. And, John, when we look back at that first half, the stretches that Northwest was playing well, with the times they weren't turning the basketball over. It seems pretty simple, but yeah, it really came down to that.
Yeah, and it's a lot simpler or a lot harder than it looks at times, but when they took care of the basketball, got it into the front court, got their offense going, they were getting some good movement away from the ball, resulted in some nice drives inside and getting the ball inside, and then they were able to kick it out and get some three-pointers drop, and they shot very well and really took very good percentage shots throughout the entire half. That helped out as well. And I think another thing you look at coming into this, McKendree, a very good rebounding team, and particularly on the defensive boards, and Northwest really held their own throughout much of that half on the boards, only being out-rebounded by two at halftime right now. So Cats doing a good job with rebounds once they get into the front court, running their offense, getting good looks at the bucket and getting those to fall. And really, Matt, this is one of the games that Northwest has put together two consecutive good quarters to start a contest, and hopefully they can build on that coming into the third quarter.
I think another number that's important tonight, and it's really led by Macy Williams, but Northwest with 23 points off the bench. A couple of starters got a couple of early fouls and had to sit more than they would have planned, but Macy with 9 points in the first half, and the bench performing well overall.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I think Macy gave them a lift just from intensity level, too, when she came out onto the floor and got some things going. Was one of the first substitutions of the game, and that was a big help. And I think also, look at Kylie Coleman. She made one very big steal out that resulted in a layup down at the other end, and just was getting into passing lanes and making things tough for McKendree to run their offense when she was out on the floor.
And the Cats shooting the basketball well overall as well.
And that just comes down to getting good looks at the buck and getting good percentage shots when they were able to get close to fall.
Northwest Missouri State with the lead here at the half, 36-35 over McKendree University. We'll be back with more right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, at the half, 36-35, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over McKendree University. And joining us now here at the half, David Boyce, writer for BearcatSports.com as well as other publications. But David's preview of tomorrow's Northwest Missouri State men's matchup against Lincoln Memorial is on the website now if you haven't had a chance to take a look. And David, as we look into this game tomorrow night in Owensboro, Kentucky, you've got the top team in the nation in Division II, the fourth ranked team in the nation in Division II, and all told, looking into it, we should see some pretty good basketball tomorrow.
It should be a great game. I mean, it's a game that that we could see later in the year down in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But I expect Lincoln Memorial to come out very fired up. It's similar to what Northwest came out last year when they faced Augustana. I mean, Lincoln Memorial, Northwest was the team that prevented Lincoln Memorial from playing for the national championship, and I'm sure they want to get some revenge back.
And they've got a couple of guys coming back. One of those, remember they had the Twin Towers inside, it felt like, and one of those guys is back. But it just seems like, similar to Northwest, they've just got so many threats, it's hard to figure out what you try to stop.
That is true. But the two players to watch out for are Emmanuel Terry, a 6'9" forward who's lengthy, long, tough to guard, and he's been there for 3 years. And then the other one is Dorian Pinson. I remember seeing both those players 2 years ago when they played in the national championship game against Augustana, and I was thinking, wow, they're going to be around for a couple more years. These two may be a roadblock to Northwest getting a national title. Obviously, that wasn't the case.
How important can a game be like this for teams, do you think? I mean, obviously one team's going to end up with a loss, but it almost seems like the result for the coaching staff isn't maybe the biggest thing that will come out of this game tomorrow.
That's true. I mean, this is great for both coaches. It's the type of game I wish. I mean, it's hard for D2 teams to do this because of travel and everything, but it's the type of game that any team that's wanting to make it to a national championship and win a national championship, it's great for the coaches that sort of at midseason, they can see exactly where they're at, the players can see where they're at, then they go on the Christmas break, and then when they come back, they can work on the things that didn't go well against a high-quality team.
I really think it says something about the coaches as well, because not a lot of coaches want to play maybe a potential loss, especially if you're going to be a contender throughout the year. But these two coaches couldn't agree on home and home, but they're still willing to match up with each other on a neutral side, and I think it really says something about what they want to do with their programs.
Yes, to me, anytime you have a team where you think it's capable of winning a national title, you should play a team out of your region that's a top 20 team
because all it's going to do is help you. I mean, even if you lose by 10, the players will see exactly where they're staying and where they need to get to if they want to win a national title. I mean, to me, it's a win-win for both teams, especially since both teams are undefeated. The loss is not going to hurt them that much, and they're out of region, so it's not going to hurt them in their region standing, but it will help them in strength of schedule. And even a loss, like if one of these teams lost by 2 or 3 points, when it comes down to regional seeding, that's got to help.
Absolutely. Well, David, enjoy the rest of this one, and we'll look forward to tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, so I'm happily writing about the women's basketball team right now.
David Boyce, again, David Ryder for BearcatSports.com. He's got a preview up on BearcatSports.com for tomorrow's men's game, which is set to tip off at 6 o'clock in Owensboro, Kentucky. We're at the half of the women's game against McKendree University, 36-35. The lead for Northwest over McKendree. We'll look at some of the first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, one-point halftime lead for the Northwest Missouri State women as we look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one. 9 points off the bench for Macy Williams, leading all scorers. Williams, 4 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from three-point range, and again, 9 points in the first half. 7 points out of Kylie Coleman. She was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range. 5 points apiece for Tanya Meyer and Mia Stillman. Both of them hit three-pointers in the first half as well. 4 points for Maria Dentlinger, a couple of baseline jumpers for her, and 2 points apiece for Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, and Kaylani Mayaba. On the other side, for McKendree, all of their players have scored at least 2 points in this game. They're being led, though, by Jordan Heberg, who had 8 first-half points. So there's a look at some of the numbers. Northwest Missouri State and McKendree, Northwest leading by 1, 36-35. We're back with the second half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in Lebanon, Illinois, in the Harry M. Statham Sports Center. Northwest Missouri State women with a one-point lead at the half over McKendree University. This is the last basketball action for Northwest, including even practice, until the 27th is when they'll get back on the floor. The NCAA has a mandatory down period over the Christmas break, and they will begin that tomorrow after driving home tonight after this matchup here against McKendree. For Northwest, starting in the second half, Tanya Meyer, Mallory McAndrews, Mia Stillman, Jalen Haggard, and Mallory McConkie. Northwest will have the ball to start the third quarter, working left to right here at the Statham Sports Center. Inbound comes to Haggard in the backcourt. Across the timeline, she goes. And now they're going to stop play because they had reset the clock to 10 minutes. And they had 43 seconds left on it in half. And then when he started the clock, it went down to the 43 seconds. So
pretty quick third quarter.
Yeah, it felt like it. We'll give it a start again. They're going to have to probably run a couple of seconds off, I imagine.
You know, Matt, when we look up at the banners for the conference schools here in the Great Lakes Valley Conference, some familiar banners up there that at one time or another been in MIAA. You see Missouri S&T used to be Missouri Rolla, and then, of course, Truman State is in this conference, as well as Missouri St. Louis, which was in for everything. But, of course, they didn't field a football, but Missouri St. Louis for a number of years part of the MIAA.
Yeah, and then we saw quickly a map of the conference and just how far these teams travel in their conference action, and it's wow.
I think we've been a little spoiled in MIAA.
Absolutely. Jalen Haggard with a runner, and that one's off the rim, no good, and the rebound to Janera Wilson. The pass goes ahead and transition to the left side for Madison Hart. Hart hits the layup and gives McKendree a one-point lead. Just underway in the third quarter. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble. Boom. Gets it to Meyer between the circles. Over to the right, Stillman on the wing. Stillman holding on to it, guarded by Wilson. Now to McConkie. McConkie to Haggard. Left side of the floor. Haggard looking in at Meyer. Instead drives down to the baseline, gets it out to Meyer, top of the key. Five on the shot clock. Meyer on the drive. Shot off the glass. No good. Stillman has the rebound. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Jordan Morton. So an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State. Baseline left. Haggard steps out to trigger it in. Does so left side. McConkie. Puts it on the floor once to Haggard at the top of the key. Stillman with the screen. Now to Stillman. Over to the left side, McConkie. Double team. Now to Stillman. Skip over to the right side, McAndrews. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles into the left corner. Stillman puts up a three. That one is short. And the rebound tipped by Meyer, who will chase it down. Stole that rebound from Madison Hart. And now McAndrews with a three-point attempt. Got it! And drew the foul. Mallory McAndrews will get a four-point play opportunity.
That's just a great offensive possession for Northwest. They worked the ball around. They got a good look in the corner and missed that, but then great hustle by Meyer to tip the ball away, and it gives McAndrews and a chance at some points to those down. You mentioned a good chance at a four-point trip down the floor.
And she's got it. McAndrews knocks down the shot after hitting the three, 40-37. The lead for Northwest Missouri State. McKendree with the basketball. Bowman on the left side. Into the corner it goes for Heberg. Now inside Morton, double team, kick out right corner. Hart with the three-point attempt, no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. It's the outlet to Aggard. Aggard across midcourt, left side. Now gets it right side, McConkie on the wing for Meyer. Meyer will put it on the floor, crosses over, goes on the drive, stops, up with a shot, off the glass, in and out, no good. Coleman, the rebound for McKendry. She'll lead the break. Bounce pass down to Wilson on the block. Wilson with the shot over Stillman. It's good for Tamara Wilson. That's four for Wilson. 40-39, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Haggard with a three after a screen. No good. Rebound for Meyer, and Meyer is fouled. This will be on Madison Hart. That'll be the third on Hart. Second team foul against McKendry. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Sydney Dekoff checks in for McKendry. Haggard to inbound, does so on the left side for Stillman. Out of McAndrews, top of the key. Goes on the drive, ball knocked away from behind by Dekoff. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound once again.
Bearcats picking up where they left off in the first half, crashing boards hard, both on the offensive and defensive side, and it's really paid off.
Inbound to Stillman, who hands it to Haggard. Top of the key, McAndrews open, three on the way, it's off the front of the rim. Rebound to the free throw line, tipped by Meyer, but it's going to be controlled by Sidney Dekoff for McKendry. Long pass down court to Morton. Morton with a dribble, layup left side, good for Jordan Morton. Four for Morton, 41-40 the lead for McKendry, 7:20 to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State with it. Haggard over to the right side, Morton comes by Meyer and knocks it away. And an inbound coming for Northwest right in front of us with 7:14 to play in the third. Stillman takes the inbound pass near the center circle, dribbles over to the right side of the floor. Now gets it up for Meyer, a three over Morton. Off the backboard, no good. And a rebound by Keeper for McKendry. Quick pass ahead to Bowman to the baseline with the dribble. Fires it, high post now to Wilson. Her kick-out pass taken away by McConkie. McConkie the other way. Layup, no good, but she draws the foul on Jordan Heberg, and Mallory McConkie will go to the line for two for Northwest. That'll be the first on Heberg, third team foul. And McConkie to the line where she is 12 of 20 on the season, but 2 of 2 here tonight. 6:51 to go in the third quarter. First free throw by McConkie. Nothing but net. Maria Dentlinger and Kehlani Mahaba into the Northwest lineup. Jaylee Florine checks in for McKendry. A second free throw coming for McConkie. That one is on the way and good. So McConkie hit both. All four of her points coming at the free throw line. 42-41 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Coleman in the corner, down along the baseline, and a hand check foul going to be called against Jalen Haggard. That'll be the first against Northwest in this third quarter. Also the first on Haggard. And Pullman will inbound for McKendry. Baseline right, lobs it to Morton at the high post. Morton with one dribble, spins, gets it out to Pullman between the circles. Inside Florine, forces the shot, but got it to go over Mahaba. Florine with seven. 43-42, the lead for McKendry. Now into the lane on the drive. McConkie shot blocked away, and McConkie came down with the ball, but her foot was on the baseline. So that will give it back to McKendry with 6:29 to play in the third. Callie Pullman across midcourt with the dribble. Over to the right side. Gets it on the wing for Dekoff. Now to the top of the key, Florine. Into the corner, Pullman. Looks inside, now gets it there. Dekoff, the dribble, shot up, misses left. Mahaba there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. Pullman right there defensively, pressuring Haggard, knocks her to the floor, and Callie Pullman will pick up her first foul. Fourth team foul. McKendry can be a little more aggressive in this second half. They were only called for 6 fouls in the first half. Northwest, on the other hand, called for 11. Inbound coming with 6:03 to play in the third quarter. 1 point McKendry lead. Inbound into the corner for Dentlinger. Inside to Mahaba, who goes up with the shot. Morton-Wick for the steal, and Mahaba gets the layup out of it. That's four for Mahaba. Northwest back up by one. Top of the key, Morton. 5:50 to play. Lob pass down low. Florine, layup good. Florine with 9 points. Haggard through the lane on the fast break. Up with the shot. It's good on the left side for Jalen Haggard. These two teams going back and forth, trading one-point leads. 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. On the left side, Eber down to the baseline. Almost fell out of bounds with it. Saves it into Pullman. Out of Morton. Inside, Florine knocked away by Mahaba from behind, and Mahaba will be called for her third foul. Macy Williams will check into the lineup for Northwest, take the place of Jalen Haggard. Has two team fouls against Northwest in the quarter, and Tanya Meyer will come into the lineup.
When Macy came into the ball game in the first half, really gave the team a lift from the intensity level. We talked open about that at halftime. Be good to see if she can do the same thing in the second half.
Kylie Coleman also onto the floor. McConkie will come to the sideline. 5:23 to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State ahead 46-45. Morton takes the inbound for McKendry. Out of Pullman, inside to Florine. Florine against Dentlinger, kicks it out to the right side. Ebert wants to drive on Coleman, goes up with a shot off the glass right side. It's good for Ebert. She has 10, that's right at her season average. Now across midcourt with the dribble. Williams dribbles behind her back into the lane to the baseline. Dentlinger with a jumper, nothing but net for Maria Dentlinger. All six of her points have come from the right baseline from about 10, 12 feet out. Northwest back up by one. Coleman to the baseline, left on the dribble. Out to Morton on the perimeter. Top of the key it goes. Peekoff on the drive. Nearly had it stripped loose, but a reach-in foul going to be called against Northwest. And it looks like Tanya Meyer is called for the foul. That's her third. Team's third. We have a timeout. 4:41 to play in the third. 48-47. Northwest Missouri State with a lead back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Sydney Dekoff steps to the free throw line for McKendry out of the timeout. Missed the first but hits the second. Ties the game at 48. They changed that foul call right before the timeout from Tanya Meyer to Mallory McAndrews. Now breaking full court pressure, Maria Dentlinger on the left side. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out to Bowman. Bowman nearly lost the dribble, but gains control. Now into the right corner. Heberg. Heberg with a couple of dribbles to Florine, top of the key. On to the left side. Dekoff. Inside pass intended for Florine. Knocked away by Tanya Meyer. Goes out of bounds, and McKendry will inbound. So to update Meyer with two fouls and one for Mallory McAndrews. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 48. McKendry's inbound into the left corner for Jordan Heberg. Her three is good. Heberg with her second three of the game. 13 points for her. 4:11 to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball down by three. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Holding on to it on the wing. Now we'll drive. Get out for Dentlinger. Inside it goes to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles, and she'll be called for 3 seconds in the lane, giving it back to McKendry. 3:55 to play in the third, 51-48. The lead for McKendry University over Northwest Missouri State. Coleman across the timeline, works it over to the left side, out on the wing for Dekoff. Lob in for Florine on the block, guarded by Dentlinger, has to go top of the key with it. Eberg on the drive. Into the corner, Morton. Morton into the lane with the dribble, across the lane, up with the shot, too strong. Coleman on the backside with a rebound for Northwest. Tries to get the outlet to Williams. Coleman right there defensively. Williams able to get across midcourt with the dribble. Working it over to the left side, Coleman on the wing. Inside, Meyer. Meyer through the lane. Shot on the right side. Good for Tanya Meyer. That's 7 for Meyer. 51-50. McKendry with the lead in the basketball. 3:09 to play in the third quarter. Coleman with it in the right corner. Brings it up to the wing. Keeper hesitated and traveled with the basketball. Jalen Haggard back into the ballgame for Northwest. Mallory McAndrews to the sideline. Madison Hart checks back into the game for McKendry as well. Jalen Haggard will bring it across midcourt, trying to give Northwest the lead once again. It's been a back-and-forth ball game in this third quarter. Down to the baseline, Coleman. Shot on the left side, no good. Marine the rebound for McKendry. Outlet goes ahead to Madison Hart. Hart will bring it to the wing, and now away from the ball. We've got a foul call against Northwest. This will be Jalen Haggard. Haggard called for her second. Mallory McConkey will check into the lineup for Northwest. We've already seen 14 lead changes in this ball game between these two teams. As the inbound comes to Florine, it gets by her, but it's picked up by her teammate, Sydney Dekoff. Now Dekoff tried to throw a pass. It's knocked out of bounds by Coleman. And inbound coming for McKendry. Coleman steps out. She'll trigger it in. Gets it out between the circles for Hart on the drive. Tries an up and under move. Doesn't work. McConkey right there defensively. Now the kick out to Heberg right wing. Six on the shot clock. Heberg on the drive. The runner hits the side of the backboard. She gets her own rebound. Tried to kick it out to Madison Hart. Goes by her and out of bounds. And Northwest will get it back.
Hey, you talked about the lead changes, especially here in this third quarter. The first half, we saw both teams go on extended runs offensively, but here in the second half, it's just been two teams trading baskets.
51-50, the lead for McKendry over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest with the ball. Haggard ahead to Coleman on the left side. Coleman closely guarded by Dekoff, who gets a steal. Victor Pocket now will dribble across midcourt right side. On the wing, stops there. Looking for her teammates. Wants to go into Farine. Not there to Coleman. Over to the left side on the wing, Hart. Hart will dribble into the lane. Spin move. Up with the left-handed shot. No good. Knocked to the floor by Mallory McConkey. So McConkey will pick up her first foul, and it will result in 2 free throw attempts for Madison Hart. Hart has spent a lot of time at the free throw line, 26 of 35 this season. Two opportunities coming for her here with 2:03 to play in the third quarter. First one is on the way. Good. 8 points tonight for Madison Hart. Jenera Wilson back in, taking the place of Shaylee Florine. And we have a timeout. 2:03 to go in the third quarter, 51-50. The lead for McKendry over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back. 2:11 on Illinois right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, 51-50. McKendree with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. After the timeout, Madison Hart will step back to the free throw line. She hit her first one just prior to the timeout. And actually, yeah, they just changed it. It should be 52-50, and they just changed it on the scoreboard. Now it is correct. And the second free throw is off the front of the rim, no good, and the rebound from A.C. Williams. So Northwest Missouri State down by two, under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Williams across the timeline to Meyer, left wing, three-pointer on the way, good for Tanya Meyer. Her second three of the game, she has 10 points, 53-52, Northwest Missouri State on top. Pullman over to the left side, dribbles to the corner, guarded by Jalen Haggard. Just pass out top of the key, Eakoff, picked up by Coleman. Now over to the right side on the wing for Hart. Hart to the baseline. Kick out pass on the wing for Hebert. Inside to Wilson. Wilson undecided with what she wanted to do with the basketball. And they call a foul on Tanya Meyer. That's the third on Meyer, and it will result in two free throw attempts for Shannara Wilson.
That has head coach Buck Shill up off the bench. Not happy with that call at all.
127. First of two free throw attempts for Wilson on the way and good. In for Northwest, Mallory McAndrews, Mia Stillman also checks back in. Kylie Coleman and Tanya Meyer come to the sideline, and Wilson will get a second free throw. Score tied at 53. And the second free throw is up, and that one is good. Wilson hit both free throws. She has 6 points tonight. And it's a 54-53 lead for McKendree. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Haggard between the circles. Gets the screen. Works it over to the left side. Now to McConkie. Our top McAndrews. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Saved in bounds by McConkie, but it goes to Sinadika. Over to Pullman on the left side. In transition, Pullman wants to drive, dribbles it off her leg, and a kick is going to be called. And it should be a kick on Pullman.
That's exactly what Coach Hill's talking about.
Because Pullman dribbled it off her foot.
Yeah, then it jammed off a couple Bearcats after that, but the initial problem was just dribbled off her foot.
So the inbound on the left side for Heberg, who puts up a three. It's no good. Pullman with the rebound for McKendree. Now between the circles for Hart. Back over to Pullman on the right side. And between the circles to Heberg. Started by Macy Williams. She back it up with the dribble. Wants to restart the offense. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Pass left side. Tip by Mia Stillman. And just about got a steal. But an inbound coming at midcourt for McKendree. They've got 13 seconds on the shot clock, 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. A one-point McKendree lead. Inbound ahead to the left wing for Madison Hart. She'll drive with it. Kick out right side. Three on the way from Heber. Gets off the front of the rim. Wilson the rebound. Her follow, no. But a foul by Mia Stillman. Send Wilson to the free throw line to shoot two. 36 and a half seconds left in the third quarter. Wilson just hit a couple a few moments ago. Two more opportunities coming here. She's 15 of 19 from the line on the season. The first one, good. 7 points for Wilson. 55-53, McKendree's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw by Wilson is on the way, and that one rattles out, and McConkie gets in there for the rebound. Outlet goes to Haggard. Across midcourt, bounce pass right side, McAndrews. Now to Stillman. Williams between the circles, left side for Haggard. Haggard into the lane. Kick out for McConkie, over to the right side. 15 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Over to the left side, we're in the third quarter. In the corner, McConkey. Couple of dribbles. Tamia Stillman. Shot fake. Now a drive by Stillman. Bounce pass to McAndrews. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to McKendry with 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Inbound comes to Pullman. She's across the timeline, left side with the dribble. On the wing with it. Now out top of the key. Hart goes up with the three-pointer. It's no good, but they call a foul. And Hart will go to the free throw line to shoot three. This one on Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the second on McAndrews. And with 0.6 seconds to play in the third quarter, Jordan Heberg to the line for three free throw attempts. She's one of two from there so far. Right now a two-point lead for McKendry. The first of the two free throws for Hart, for Heberg is good. 14 points on the night for Heberg. She averages 10 a game for McKendry. Gets set with her second. That one is up and off the right side of the rim. And she'll get one more chance here at the tail end of the third quarter. That one is on the way and good. So she hit two of the three on that trip. And the inbound will bring us to the third, 57-53. McKendry leading Northwest Missouri State women. We're back for the fourth quarter in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingolake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, start of the fourth quarter of this women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and McKendry University, 57-53. McKendry with the lead. They'll have the ball to start the fourth quarter as well.
McKendry ended the third quarter on a 5-0 run as they hit the ball, as you mentioned, to start this fourth quarter. This is a pretty important part of the ballgame for the Bearcat women. They need to step up and stop this run early in this fourth quarter.
Sydney Dekoff with it on the left side for McKendry. Out to the top of the key for Pullman. Pullman directing some traffic from the wing. Wants to go inside, but doesn't. Goes out top instead to Dekoff. Now Dekoff down low for Wilson. Wilson with a couple of dribbles, spins, hook shot with the left hand, good. Shannara Wilson, her 9 points, matches her season average, 59-53, the lead for McKendry. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Over to the right side, Stillman. Out top for McAndrews. Shot fake, couple of dribbles, now down to the baseline left, a jumper from Maria Dentlinger is good. Dentlinger with 8, 59-55. McKendry with a lead in the basketball. Wilson gets it out top for Heberg. Heberg with a couple of dribbles to Morton. Morton now hands it off for Dekoff, who drives and hits the layup. That's 5 for Dekoff. 61-55, the lead for McKendry. Northwest Missouri State quickly back up the floor. Stillman gets it over to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews to the top of the key with the dribble, gives it over to Haggard right side. Haggard now to Williams on the wing. Williams starts a drive, and it's bumped. I'm going to call a foul here on Sydney Dekoff. That'll be her third. First team foul in this fourth quarter. and Kehlani Mahava and Kylie Coleman in for Northwest. Andrews comes to the sideline. And Macy Williams will inbound it for Northwest. Comes into Haggard. Haggard up with a quick three. It's off the back of the rim, but Dentlinger there for the rebound. Dentlinger one dribble. Gives it for Williams. Williams, top of the key. Over to the right side, Dentlinger. Inside to Mahava. Takes the dribble. Kick out. Left side, Haggard. Touch pass to Williams. Williams between the circles. Resetting. Crosses over. Goes on the drive. Kick out to Haggard, left side. Then on the shot clock, Dentlinger at the free throw line, down the lane, into the corner for Williams. Williams along the baseline, tried to get a pass to Mahava, knocked out of bounds by Morton, and Northwest will inbound with 4 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Inbound will come baseline left for Macy Williams. Coach Terry Kirchhoff getting a warning to stay in the coach's box. Williams inbound to Dentlinger off her fingertips. She'll chase it down, puts up the shot short. Morton with the rebound. Gives it out to Pullman. Pullman across midcourt, calls out the offense from the center circle. Dribbles over to the right wing. Working against Jalen Haggard. Now to the top of the key. That's Ebert. Up with a 16-footer. No good. Rebound to Williams. In transition for Northwest to the top of the key, out to the left, Haggard, three, on the way, off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Dentlinger. Haggard will chase it down all the way near midcourt for Northwest. Now Haggard picks up the dribble, guarded by Holman, able to get it to Williams. 7:25 to play, 61-55 the lead for McKendry over Northwest. Kylie Coleman on the left side, on the drive, up with the floater, it's no good. Dentlinger the rebound, the follow off the glass, no. Mahava with a rebound. Kick out to Coleman. Haggard, top of the key, three, good for Jalen Haggard. Four offensive rebounds for Northwest on that possession, and McKendry is up by three, 7:04 to play. Coleman right side, top of the key for Morton. She'll try a drive, up with a shot, no good, and the rebound for Maria Dentlinger. Outlet comes out to Williams, cross midcourt. At the top of the key with it, goes on the drive, down the lane, stops, spins. Get rid of it, does so to Haggard. Haggard holds on to it as Coach Shield calls out the offense, and Northwest sets it. To Williams, left side, took her eye off the ball. It slips right through her hands and out of bounds on the far side. And McKendry will get it back with the three-point lead. 6:37 to go. Sally Pullman walks it up the floor for McKendry University. Over to the right side for Hebert on the wing, guarded by Williams. Now to Morton, top of the key, looks inside for Wilson. Nothing there. Over to the left for Pullman. Pullman with the crossover, down to the baseline, up with the layup, no good. Mahava with a rebound, out with the Haggard. She'll push it up the floor. Over to the right wing with it, waits for her teammates to cut through. Continues to dribble. Now gets a screen for Mahava, brings it right side, hands it for Williams. Williams gets a screen for Mahava to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane. The jumper blocked by Wilson, and the rebound for Dekoff. Dekoff with a crossover, tries to take it all the way, blocked away by Coleman. It goes out of bounds, and an inbound coming for McKendry University. Mallory McConkie checks in for Northwest, takes the place of Macy Williams, 5:54 to go. 61-58 the lead for McKendry. Pullman looking to inbound. Gets it into Hebert. Hebert on the wing to Morton. Lobs it down to Wilson. Wilson with the fadeaway. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound inside Mahava. McConkie takes the outlet. Now we'll hand it for Haggard. And Haggard will walk it across midcourt against Callie Pullman. Over to the right. Started the play. Now steps back. Gets the screen from Mahava. Over to Mahava. Open. A three-pointer on the way. Good for Kehlani Mahava. Her third three-pointer of the season, and that'll tie it at 61. 5:22 to go. Coleman with it for McKendry. Across the timeline. Waits for her teammates to get set up. Now works it to Wilson at the high post. We'll hand it off on the right side. Ebert. Out to the left for Coleman. Coleman looking down on the baseline for Wilson. Can't get it to her. Now on the block. Guarded by Mahava. Kick out to the left wing, Dekoff. Nine on the shot clock. Into Wilson. Wilson up with the shot. Too strong. And a rebound on the backside for Mallory McConkie for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. Quickly up the floor and across midcourt. in the center circle, over to the left side. Down the lane she goes, up with the runner, no good. Mahava there for the rebound, and then has it knocked away. Coleman comes up with a loose ball, a two-on-two opportunity against Coleman. Goes up with a shot and got it to go. Coleman with nine, 4:33 to play, and we have a foul against McKendry. They call it on Jordan Heberg, and it brings us to a timeout with 4:33 to go, 63-61. McKendry's lead over Northwest. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners, more at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
On Illinois, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball, 4:32 to play, 63-61, McKendry with the lead. Haggard out between the circles. Coleman able to knock the ball away and get a held ball out of it. Northwest will keep possession. 4:25 to go. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. They have to reset the shot clock to 24 seconds. It got reset even though there was no change of possession. So an inbound coming for Northwest on the far sideline. McConkie will trigger it in. Look for Haggard in the backcourt. Got it to her. Coleman will wait for her at the stripe. Now across the timeline to the right side of the floor to McConkie. McConkie gets a screen, dribbles into the lane with it, steps back, takes the shot off in front of the rim, got her own rebound. Fall off the glass. Good for Mallory McConkie. Six for McConkie, ties it at 63, 4:07 to go. Coleman out near the center circle with it for McKendry. 4 minutes to play, Coleman works it over to the right side. Heberg, top of the key to Hart. Now on to the left, Coleman. Looks inside for Flooring cutting through, can't get it to her. Top of the key three from Dekoff is good. First three-pointer of the game for Dekoff. She came into the game leading the team in three-pointers made, now has 14 on the season. Haggard near midcourt. They'll get a screen from McConkie. Dribbles onto the right side. Gets it to McAndrew. Mostly guarded by Hart. Inside to Meyer. Shot by Meyer. No good. Flooring with the rebound for McKendry. Outlet goes ahead to Dekoff. Dekoff into the right corner. Hebert takes one dribble. Gives it to Coleman on the wing. Coleman brings it top of the key. Over to the left side of the lane. Now to the high post. The jumper from Florine is good. Kaylee Florine with 11, double her season average, 68-63. The lead for McKendry over Northwest Missouri State. Haggard onto the right side for McAndrew. McAndrew to McConkie. She'll drive down the right side of the lane and get a layup, but it's no good. A rebound underneath for Shayla Florine for McKendry. Long pass ahead on the left side, Ebert. Ebert on the wing. And a timeout for McKendry University. 2:40 to go, 68-63, their lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back. 11 on Illinois in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club. impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at the Harry M. Statham Sports Center in Lebanon, Illinois, 68-63. The lead for McKendree University over the Northwest Missouri State women, 2:40 to play. McKendree will have the ball. They have 17 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Pullman will inbound it around Jalen Haggard. Does so between the circles for Heberg. Heberg works it against Mallory McConkey. Over to the right side of the floor. Now inside. Gets it to Hart. Posting up. Shot in the paint. No good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Gives it for Haggard. Haggard blows it in the backcourt with 2:20 to go across the timeline. Started by Pullman. Now screen from Meyer. Haggard on the left side to McConkey. McConkey to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Now gives it up. McAndrew back to Haggard. 7 on the shot clock. Haggard into the lane with the dribble. Tried to go up with a shot. Stripped of the basketball. Goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Northwest with 2:01 to play and 4 seconds on the shot clock. Haggard inbounds it to Meyer. Takes the dribble. Up with a shot. Got it to go. Tanya Meyer with 12 points. 68-65 the lead for McKendree. McKendree with the basketball. 1:50 to go. Out between the circles for Heberg. Heberg gets it up on the wing. Dekoff has it there, guarded by McCann. Who's inside Morton. Shot off the glass. Good for Morton. That's 6 for Jordan Morton. Northwest will push it up the floor. 1:30 to go. 70-65, the lead for McKendree University. On to the left side for McConkey. She has it on the wing. Takes the dribble. Bounce pass inside to Meyer and a foul. Will be on Madison Hart. That'll be the 4th on Hart. 3rd team foul against McKendree. And the scorer's table has him for just 2. And a timeout for Northwest. 1:21 to go. 70-65 the lead for McKendree. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Northwest with the basketball following the timeout. Maria Dettlinger on the left side gets it to Jalen Haggard. Haggard on the wing. DeMeyer between the circles. She'll go on a drive in the lane. Up with the shot. That's no good. And the rebound for Jordan Morton for McKendree. Minutes to go. Northwest Missouri State down by 5. 70-65. Pullman over to the right side to Dekoff, and Dekoff is fouled by McAndrews. That'll be the 3rd on McAndrews, just the 1st foul against Northwest in this 4th quarter. Pullman looking to inbound it for McKendry. Does so on the right side and immediately fouled his peacock. Mallory McAndrews call for her fourth. Two against Northwest, 49 and a half seconds to go. Inbound coming for Pullman. Comes out to Morton, and Morton's going to be fouled by Tanya Meyer. That'll be the fourth on Meyer. The third team foul against Northwest.
Case where being relatively foul-free in this fourth quarter is coming back for us in just a little bit.
Inbound for Pullman to Morton, and Morton is bumped by Meyer, who hits her fifth foul. So Meyer fouls out. That's four team fouls against Northwest. So Mia Stillman will come into the lineup. 48.2 seconds to go. 70-65, the lead for McKendry. Coleman looks to inbound again. Gets it to Dekoff. Dekoff will be fouled by Haggard. That'll be the third on Haggard. 15th foul. So this will result in two free throw attempts for Sydney Dekoff. She's one of two from the line tonight. 46 seconds to go. First of two for Dekoff off the back of the rim. 70-65. McKendry University with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 46 seconds to play. A second free throw coming for Sydney Dekoff for McKendry, and that one is good. So she hit one of the two. Northwest going to need to hustle it up the floor. Haggard across the timeline with it. Goes on the wing. Now goes on the drive, and they're going to call a bump. This will go against Callie Pullman. That'll be the second on Pullman. Third team foul against McKendry. Inbound on the baseline right for Northwest. Haggard triggers it into McConkie, right side. McConkie into Dentlinger. Bobbled the ball, picks it up. Now back to McConkie. McConkie out to Haggard. Shot fake. Now on a drive. Goes up with the shot. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound for Wilson for McKendry. 25 seconds to play, and Dekoff will be fouled by Mallory McConkie. That'll be the second on McConkie. Northwest down by 6, 71-65, and Dekoff back to the line for two. Dekoff, 2 of 4 at the line. She's hit 1 of 2 on each of two trips to the free throw line. And the first one here is good. 10 points in the game for Dekoff. Third player for McKendry in double-digit scoring, and the second free throw is off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped, and Stillman will come down with it for Northwest. Haggard across midcourt, over to the left, McConkie, shot fake, wanted the three, can't get one off, now gets it to Stillman. Stillman will go on a drive, up with the shot, no good, rebound for Morton for McKendry, out to Dekoff, and with 6 seconds to go, Dekoff will dribble out the clock. And Northwest Missouri State will fall to 1-11 on the season. McKendry will pick up their third win of the season. 72-65, the final score here tonight. We'll be back with more from McKendry University in Lebanon, Illinois after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
We're back in Lebanon, Illinois, 72-65, the final score. Northwest Missouri State women with the loss to McKendree this evening. And, John, again, it goes back to what we had talked about. Even though Northwest didn't have a lot of turnovers in the second half, when they turned it over, that's when McKendree was able to gain a bit of a cushion, get a lead that they wouldn't give up.
Yeah, just the timeliness of those turnovers hurt Northwest. And a couple runs there in the second half, especially toward the end of the third quarter, started the fourth, when McKendree went on a 7-0 run during that end of the game. Northwest, McKendree had a 9-2 run at the end as well. And Northwest unable to really convert on some drives to the bucket late in the fourth quarter on some layups that were fairly good looks. They were contested, but most likely another day might have gone down. But they missed some of those shots late in the contest that could have made a difference. But in some little steps, Northwest made some improvements in some areas. I think they did a very good job on the boards against a pretty good rebounding team tonight, but couldn't quite get it done. And another good effort by Northwest, but just couldn't quite get over the hump and get a win.
72-65, the win for McKendree University tonight over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer-Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at McKendree University, our final score tonight, 72-65. McKendree with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. And, John, again, it's frustrating for the coaching staff for Northwest. You want to talk about some wins instead of just progress in the process. I know. Now with about a 7-day layoff, the mandatory layoff from the NCAA, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of thought going into what to do with the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think the thing about this game is just trying to build off some of the positives that came out of this, especially in the first half. They were running their offense well. I think defense, their defense also led to some good transition points, and They had some positive things going in that first half and really throughout most of the third quarter before that little run by McKendry at the end of the third quarter kind of changed the momentum. But if they can build on some of those things, the way they went to the boards both on the offensive and defensive sides hard against a decent rebounding team, and then the turnovers, 16 turnovers, way too many turnovers. That's the one area that really they have got to get a handle on, because they 16 turnovers a game in the MIAA contest is going to be awfully tough to overcome, and essentially that's what the key was here tonight as well. Those turnovers just lead to points at the other end, and you just have to value every possession, and they've had some troubles with that.
72-65 our final. McKendry with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at McKendry University, 72-65, the win for McKendry over Northwest Missouri State tonight. It is time for Extra Effort Award, and John, looking at one of the players that came off the bench to provide a spark tonight, especially in the first half, Kylie Coleman.
She came out and did a very good job, both offensively and defensively, ended up 3 of 6 from the field, of 1 of 2 on three-point opportunities, pulled down 3 rebounds, had 4 assists in the game, steal that led to a bucket on the other end, and ended up with 7 points, and just defensively just pestered McKendry out there, got in the passing lanes, deflected a couple passes that didn't result in a steal, but just out there did a lot of things to just bring up the intensity level in that first half for Northwest, and Kylie Coleman gets the extra effort award.
Tanya Meyer finished with 12 points tonight to lead Northwest, to go along with 6 rebounds. Also 9 points out of Macy Williams, coming off the bench for the Cats. She had 5 assists as well. 8 points for Maria Dentlinger and 7 points apiece for Jalen Haggard, along with Coleman and Kehlani Mahava tonight for Northwest. On the other side for McKendry, 3 players in double-digit scoring, led by Jordan Heberg with 15. We're back with more from McKendry University after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, 72-65, our final. McHenry with a win over the Northwest women. Joining us now is Northwest women's head coach Buck Scheel. And Buck, I know we talked about it before the ball game. One of the things that you've discussed is consistency over the course of 40 minutes of a ball game. And tonight we saw some real high points from your team when they were able to take care of the basketball. And then there were times, just few stretches where they had turnovers that were kind of bunched together. And that's where you saw McKendree kind of get a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah, you know, I thought at times our effort was very good. And, you know, we were able to push the ball up the floor in transition and get some good transition buckets by just sharing the ball and looking to advance the ball once we got those outlets and gained those possessions. But, you know, then we turn around and then we have a couple turnovers here and there, take some bad shots and things like that. And so, you know, those little things add up.
I know you were talking how the team really shows a lot of good effort in practice, and you see that in hasn't quite translated over to the game floor. I think some of that did tonight. Can that be a building point in trying to get that translation?
Absolutely. You know, that was one of the things that I talked with them first in the locker room after the game was, you know, when that effort is there and it's there all the time, good things can happen and we can worry about basketball. You know, up until this point, you know, for a lot of these games, I feel like we've been having to coach effort the entire time. And, you know, tonight throughout the game, I was very pleased with our effort. And, you know, a couple of missed layups here and there. You know, we didn't do ourselves any favors by, you know, missing some point-blank shots around the basket. And we had several good looks at some open threes. You know, even though, you know, 8 for 19, 42% for the game is pretty good, you know, we missed on some wide open ones that I think were, you know, we would normally hit. But, you know, that's just part of it, and we just have to continue to learn more than anything from games like this.
You've got the mandatory downtime now coming up for the team. What's kind of the message that you want them kind of thinking about here over the next week or so?
Well, the biggest thing I told them is, you know, individually, you know, we need to do a little bit of soul searching over this time. And you know, I challenge them to ask themselves if they're, you know, if they're doing everything that they can to help the team as far as, you know, taking care of their business and academics. Are they putting in extra time outside of practice and mandatory times to, you know, improve on the individual things that they need to continue to help the team? Are they fully committed to helping the team? And are they making the right decisions with their social life for this team? And, you know, I told them if they can do those things and, you know, do them together as a team, you know, we can kind of start to get this thing turned around here second semester. But, you know, I told them as they're figuring out that it's not going to happen on its own. And, you know, they have to be the ones to take the initiative and hold themselves accountable and then hold their teammates accountable as well.
All right, Buck. Well, have a good break, and we'll catch up with you once you get back on the floor.
Thank you.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, our final tonight, 72-65. McKendry with a win over Northwest Missouri State. Coach Shields' post-game interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We're back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orschlin Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orschlin supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Lebanon, Illinois, to wrap it up for this evening, 72-65, the final. McKendry with a win over Northwest Missouri State as Bearcats fall to 1-11 on the season. McKendry moves to 3-5 on the year. And, John, I guess now it's time we can look ahead to what could potentially, at least till the postseason, be what will be the best Division II basketball game in the country.
Well, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Northwest and Lincoln Memorial, two undefeated teams. Northwest number one in the nation and Lincoln Memorial number four. It ought to be a heck of a matchup. Two very good teams from last year, of course, making the Bearcats the defending national champions. Lincoln Memorial, the team that Northwest defeated in the semifinals. And it just has all the makings of a classic game tomorrow night. And it ought to be a lot of fun. Lincoln Memorial team that puts a whole lot of points on the board. The Bearcat team that stops a lot of teams from putting a whole lot of points on the board. So it ought to just be a great matchup tomorrow evening.
So we shall have that one for you. A 6 o'clock scheduled tip-off, 5:40, the pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, we are a few minutes late. There is a game just prior to that one. So there is the potential, but we're planning on the 5:40 start for the pregame show tomorrow night. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. 72-65 the final. McKendree with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women here tonight. Our thanks back at Bearcat Central to Kramer Sansone. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from McKendree University.